following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. It's Tuesday, and it's good to be with you for Fireside Chat. It's our Monday through Friday little segment of encouragement during our COVID-19 crisis time. And as you may tell, the backdrop's a little different, changing the set for a couple reasons. One of which is, well, actually, they relate to one another. We're kind of in transition, obviously not out of the crisis per se, but making some progress, right? We were together in person this weekend, which was amazing, huge blessing for sure. Those that were able to make it, and understandably not all could, and we get that, but it was just a blessing to make that step forward. And so using the stage for live in-person and for live stream required a little bit of change on that. And then we thought, well, you know, we're not only in transition and meeting in person on a limited basis, but also just things are progressing. More businesses are able to resume, which is great. Still praying, Lord, please, for those others. And we have Refuge family members that are part of those various industries and trades and such, and businesses that are not yet open. So please keep them in prayer at this time. So anyway, transition, different stage set up for our Fireside Chat. Still casual and all, we hope. But as it relates to that transition, we this past weekend were able to seat up to 250, and our governor has put a limit on that to 100 currently. Now that may change as so many of these things are in flux and changing, and we'll adapt. But in the meantime, we've adapted to the 100. So we need to still implement the RSVP. Sounds strange, but pre-register for church. Yeah, I know. And you can do that on our website. It's really, really simple. But that's only for our main services open to all the congregations. So that's our Wednesday night, which is at 6:30. And then our weekend services, Sunday night, 6 o'clock, and then our three morning services. Probably going to have to add another one. Not sure where we'll add that fifth service for this weekend. But 100 is the limit per service currently. So just know that. Pre-register again on our website. Lastly, before I turn it over to David Taylor and his wife, Lucia, we have a food ministry, of course, that's been going on for years, open to the public Monday and Tuesday from 2 o'clock to 3. But we also opened up a time just for you, just for the Refuge family, on Mondays and Tuesdays at 11. That's only going to be on Mondays now because the women's study is now meeting in person. And so logistically, we can't set up for both and have the right flux of people in and out and ingress and egress. And also just Monday at 11 is just for Refuge family only. And then you're welcome to still use the Tuesday open to the public at 2 o'clock. So I'll leave it at that and turn it over to David for today's Fireside Chat.
How's it going, Refuge? Pastor David here with my wife, Lucia, and a rambunctious Judah boy this morning. So you might hear him. This is real. This is some real stuff. But hey, we wanted to share something with you guys. Sometimes, you know, we'll see the pastors up here for the Fireside Chats. Very real. but I wanted to share something, or I should say we wanted to share something that has blessed us tremendously. And I think it's really cool. You guys have heard this said before, that you could read a passage of scripture and it blesses you in that moment, whatever you're going through. And then you revisit that passage in a different season of your life, and it seems to almost hit you in a new way, or maybe you understand something, or the Lord gives you more insight into a particular area of that passage. And so this passage, very well known. If you're a believer, or even if you're not a believer, you have heard this passage before because people talk about it all the time. It's always used in funerals. I mean, it's used constantly. And so what I was going to do is I was going to have Lucia read the passage, Psalm 23, and then we're just going to spend a little bit of time talking about it, talking about how it's ministered to us in different seasons of our lives, and really how this and the truths that are found in here can be applied to our life. So, babe, go for it.
All right, Psalm 23.
That's Judah saying amen in the background, by the way. You're good.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for reading that. And so, as I said, you guys are totally familiar with this passage. Non-believers, people who don't follow Jesus, they are familiar with this passage because it's been used over and over and over and over again. And the reality of that is because, or whenever you see a passage that is constantly, you know, being talked about or being repeated, some people would call it like a coffee mug passage or a t-shirt passage or something that you would have in your house. And actually, funny, oddly enough, we do. Let me see if you guys can see this. Oh, we got a massive glare right there. This is part one of three. I'm blocking Lucia's face right now. She's still there. Part one of three of Psalm 23. So we have this actually hanging right above our son Judah, right above his crib. Like three.
Safely.
Yes, we made sure it was safe. And the reason we did that was because in one of the seasons that this passage really hit home for us was when we were pregnant. Or you were. I was not pregnant, right?
Just me.
Yeah, just you. Yeah. But when we were pregnant, and it meant a lot to us for a couple of reasons, for some specific reasons. I want to ask Lucia to share, then I'll share. But babe, so in Psalm 23, that became like an anthem for our pregnancy. I was going to say our marriage, but our pregnancy. During that season, why did that mean so much to you? Like when you read this, what about this became an anchor for you during pregnancy with Judah, who's now being quiet, which is a terrifying reality in this house?
Well, I think for me, being someone who likes control over things and feeling like I'm in control or I know what's going to happen, pregnancy is not one of those things, and you don't really get that, and things change every day sometimes. And that was kind of the case for our pregnancy with Judah. There was a lot of ups and downs and different things happening, and so I felt really out of control and really unable to handle it, really. And so this passage is really just what just reminded me that God's in control. God has us. And then that I can even rest. I don't need to just like know that he has us, but that I can truly rest. And it's not like, oh, I slept well last night, which was difficult too. But that I can rest and know that he has it and he has me and he has Judah and he's taking care of it. So I think that's mostly kind of how it spoke to me and meant a lot to me.
What was really cool about that too is as we were in that pregnancy stage, and you guys gotta, for those of you who have kids, you gotta throw yourselves back to the first time, right? And so my wife is pregnant again with our second boy, Aaron, and I would like to say we feel like we know what we're doing. We have no idea what we're doing, right? We got no idea. But the first time, I mean, all of it is so new, and it's like, what does any of this mean, right? Or, you know, is the baby supposed to be kicking this much? Or is he kicking too much? Is he kicking too little? Is he okay? Is he getting proper? Like, so many things to be anxious about because there's so much unknown, right? And so what was really cool is God, like, selected, I truly believe, he selected this passage for us simultaneously. Like, I didn't know it was going to be blessing her as it was blessing me. And it was awesome, right? And I think for me, as I was reading this in Psalm 23, the thing that really spoke to me during this time was the idea of just the very, very beginning where it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." I could stop there. And the whole rest is awesome. But this idea of God, creator, speaking things into existence, right? This creator, he is my shepherd. He is one who protects. He is one, as it goes on to say, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Man, I need that all the time. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In verse 4, the one that we all know so well, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me." The idea that death itself, fear, unknown, all of this is surrounding or can be surrounding us constantly, but there is not a single thing that I need to fear or that my wife needs to fear or we as believers need to fear, because he is with us, because he is our shepherd, right? He is our good shepherd, as the New Testament would say, as Jesus would go on to say. And actually, I want to read that real quick. It's actually in John chapter 10, and I'm going to skip to a couple of verses, but John 10, verse 11, this is Jesus speaking. He says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." And you skip down to verse 14. "I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Now I'm going to skip down to verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." As I read this and as I see this, I feel, I'm charged, I'm filled with confidence. Like, I am in my Father's hand. I am in the hands of my Savior, of my eternal God, who is my shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep, who has proven that, right? I tell my high schoolers all this, all the time. Whenever we feel like we're not worth a lot, whenever we feel like we question at times, man, I had a really bad day today, and I feel like I wasn't lovable today. You know, I feel like I didn't treat this person as good as I should. And, you know, and maybe my parents reacted a certain way, or people aren't treating me, a good way. And then I start to question, man, does that person even like me anymore? Then the enemy can start working in that. And then sometimes we can even think, man, does God love me? Like, how can he love me? The Bible says he knows me. He knows every little thing about me. He knows the words before I even speak them. He knows my thoughts. How does that God who sees everything and knows everything about me, how could he possibly love me? And yet here we have that the good shepherd, he lays down his life for his sheep. God has settled that once and for all. That love question, does he love me, right? It's been settled on the cross at Calvary. It's been settled not just at the cross, but throughout his whole life as he lived, as he displayed this love. I am so blown away by the fact that God is our shepherd. And it's something that we hear all the time, but it's something I feel like we need a renewed passion for. We need to understand how amazing this is, that God is our shepherd. The idea of a shepherd and how he goes before, he goes on the journey ahead pretty much and finds out the different lands and the terrains and stuff that the sheep will have to go through, right? And so our shepherd, meaning the Lord, he has gone before us. He knows already what's going to take place, and he has provisions for us there. God is a shepherd who sustains us. And here we are, guys. And I know some things are kind of, freeing up, I guess I should say, in light of COVID and the different regulations and things like that. But we're still in a pandemic. There's still a lot of unknown that's going on here. And the idea of, man, I don't know what tomorrow necessarily looks like. I don't know what next week looks like. I don't know what next year looks like, right? But what I do know is that I don't need to fear any evil. I don't need to fear any unknown, because my God, my shepherd, who has gone before me, right? He is with me. His rod, his staff, they comfort me. He will correct his own. This is something to me, guys, and to my wife, who's now with Judah, because he was being a little active, we'll say. He's crawling around, throwing stuff. But to us, this is something that brought us tons of comfort. Again, picture us going through pregnancy the first time, going, I just don't know. Fill in the blank. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this. God, I'm trying to understand how I could be a loving husband that represents you well to my wife in this time. What does all of this mean? God, I don't know. And we were reminded with David, Lucia, you don't have to know. You don't have to know. I want you to trust and rest, as my wife said, in the fact that I'm your shepherd and I know. My encouragement, my wife, our encouragement for you guys today is that you would rest in the truth, in the reality that you have a good shepherd. I would say a great shepherd who loves you, who proved that as Jesus said in John chapter 10, as he lays down his life for his own, for his sheep, for you and for me. I pray that you would enter into the rest that we can enter into now, obviously. And we would trust our shepherd when we can't see, when we can't feel it, when everything, when even our feelings and our emotions contradict maybe what we believe at times, that we would choose in a stubborn manner to rest in the knowledge and in the reality that Jesus is our shepherd and he is with us. Father, I thank you for this reality that you are good, that you are with us, that you go before us, that you stand behind us, God, that we don't have to fear anything at all because you are with us. God, I'm so grateful that that's not just a horoscope, or a fortune cookie thing, and it's like, oh, that was nice, but this is reality. Your word pertains to how things truly are. We are so grateful for that reality this morning, this afternoon. Would you be with my Refuge family? Would you be with anybody who's tuning in right now? God, would you meet them specifically where they are at today? Would you remind them that, God, that you have not forgotten them, you've not forsaken them, but you deeply love them? Would you remind them that you are their good shepherd, that no one can snatch them away from you, Lord? You are too faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you for who you are. And we ask these things in your name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you, Refuge family. We'll see you next time.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.